Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Chemical peels are one of the oldest cosmetic procedures to help improve skin. They can have near immediate results with helping acne, fading acne marks, sunspots, and hyperpigmentation. My guest is Deanna Stellato. She's the director of aesthetics at the Geldner Center in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Deanna. Tell us a little bit about chemical peels. What's involved? Do they hurt?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Chemical peels are uses of acids that correct a variety of different skin imperfections, such as blemishes, wrinkles, fine lines, acne scarring, and even uneven pigmentation. And what they do is they exfoliate the outer layers of skin, revealing the new skin layers beneath, which have improved tone, texture, and color. And there can be some pain with them, but, you know, ironically, some of the lower dosage chemical peels will sting and be a little bit more bothersome than some of the higher dosage ones because you're numbed for the higher dosage peel. So there's nowhere near as much pain involved with those as there is with some of the lower dosage peels. But with the lower dosage peels, they're only left on the skin for anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, and then they're neutralized and removed. So the discomfort is very short-lived.
Okay, because I've, you know, heard of people worrying that they're going to look like a candle, you know.
Right.
And you've heard that. So if people are afraid to do that, first talk about who is a good candidate for a chemical peel.
Sure, and that really depends on which kind you're getting. So there's multiple different kinds. There's alpha hydroxy peels, which are commonly referred to as glycolic peels, lactic peels, citric peels, and mandelic peels. Then there's salicylic acid. Then there's Jesner peels, TCAs, and even some phenols. And there are certain peels that are okay for every skin type, and there are certain peels that are only okay for the paler and olive skin tones and are not okay for those darker skin types. So that being said, the worst case scenario with chemical peels is that you would get an ablative chemical peel from a doctor, and only a doctor can perform those. And those are the ones where you look a little bit more like a candle, melting candle, as you described. Those have a bit more of intense downtime, and they're for patients who really want an intense, you know, huge result from their chemical peel. Everything else that's offered either has no downtime or just a little bit of some light flaking, and it's truly as easy as coming in to see your technician on a Wednesday and then peeling over that weekend and kind of, you know, staying in that weekend, not having any big, you know, functions to go to. And you're basically good to go back to work, you know, on Monday morning.
Now, is there an age sort of limit with chemical peels, Deanna? Is an elderly person, you know, maybe their skin is too sensitive or tissue paper-like, or you don't want to do it if you're too young and you don't, you know, is there an age limit?
Sure, you know, there is. If anyone's on blood thinners or, you know, in a massive amount of blood pressure medication where it kind of thins their blood, it may not be the best, you know, result and the best option for them to do a chemical peel. There might be something different that's actually better for them. So there is an age limit just depending upon certain medications and certain illnesses that will occur as we all mature. And as far as limits go with younger children, it all depends. If someone has, let's say they have a 13-year-old, you know, young boy, and he went through puberty early and he has not very good skin, he's struggling from really bad acne, he is completely okay to go ahead and get chemical peels and be on prescription topicals and try to combat, you know, that acne that's really bothering him. Another, you know, young girl who's 13 years old, maybe really doesn't have much wrong with her skin, she should be taught how to correctly take care of her skin at that age, meaning that she washes her face twice a day and applies moisturizer twice a day, and perhaps her mom gets her a facial maybe twice a year as like a treat, where there'll be a light enzyme peel, so no acids are really utilized, just to have her kind of get in the habit of taking care of her skin. But she wouldn't really need to delve into chemical peels until she gets more into her early 20s and mid-20s.
Now, what happens if somebody comes in to see you and you're an esthetician and they do this and then they call you a day later and they're in incredible pain or it was too much? Is there a way to sort of reverse the process, or no, once it's started, it's begun?
Yeah, so that, you know, with the lower dosage peels, like the alpha hydroxy acids and the salicylic acids, those are generally neutralized in the room. So they're removed before the patient even leaves. So any probability of patient discomfort 24 hours following is highly unlikely because the peel's already been removed. Other peels, like TCA peels or Jesner peels or phenol peels, those actually can be left on the skin. The patient actually leaves your office with that peel still on their skin. And no one really notices it. It's not like someone you're going to walk out the door and everyone's going to think, you know, what did this woman do to herself? No one's going to even know. But that following day, your skin may look a little bit dry. And patient discomfort is more from the tight sensation of the dryness, more so than, oh my goodness, this is stinging me. I'm still in so much discomfort. I can't go on with my day. You know, that I rarely hear. And the only way to sort of remove if there is that, you know, odd one person who gets that discomfort is there's a prescription cream that we can call patients in. And I have done it once or twice before. I've been practicing aesthetics for 10 years. So once or twice is, you know, not very likely to happen very often. But I called them in a prescription of hydrocortisone, and it kind of takes away some of the, you know, some of the stinging that they may have. And, you know, they're completely fine. By the end of the night, they feel okay. Their emails and phone calls to me have stopped. And, you know, they're on their way to start shedding their skin.
I love the way you put that, to shedding their skin, because that's really what you're doing, right? You're taking this outer layer and going to the smoother, clearer skin beneath.
Exactly. So some of the lower dosage peels, like the alpha hydroxy and the salicylic acid, if you can imagine kind of like a Pac-Man, he's sort of going in there and eating away all the dead skin cells, bacteria, oils, and desmosomes that keep all of those together just to expose the fresher skin underneath. But that little Pac-Man is doing that for the 2 to 5 minutes that the peel is actually left on the skin, and then it's neutralized and removed, and the patient looks shiny and glowy when she leaves. But the higher dosage peels, like the TCAs, Jesners, and phenol blends, those are actually left on the skin, and what we're doing when we're leaving the peel on the skin is we're dropping the patient's pH from a neutral pH to an acidic pH. And that process will take 1 to 2 days. And as that process is happening, once the pH has completely dropped to that acidic level, while the patient is physically shedding her skin, why that's occurring is because the pH is trying to work its way back up to neutral. And as that process is happening, the skin will physically shed itself and remove its dead outer layers. So essentially from those TCAs, Jesners, and phenol blends, you're getting a deeper peel and a deeper exfoliation. So much better for, you know, those gals in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are looking for a little bit more prevention of aging and a little bit more treatment of wrinkles and sunspots.
So, Deanna, how long does it last? I mean, if you've gotten rid of some of those sunspots and the appearance of wrinkles and some fine lines, then how often would you have to do something like this?
Sure. So again, that depends on which one you're getting. So there's actually some rules with chemical peels and how often and not often you can actually do these. And so the lactic and salicylic, so the alpha hydroxy and the beta hydroxy, you can do those peels literally once every 1 to 2 weeks. So they can be performed very frequently. But when you get up to the Jesner peels, the TCA peels, and the phenol blends, the Jesners and the TCAs can only be applied once a month unless it's a special patient who has, you know, abnormally thick skin or abnormally oily skin. We can do things on her a little bit more often, but generally speaking, for the average patient, it's going to be about once a month. And then with the phenol blends, because those are so potent, we can only do those about 4 times a year, again, unless there's that particular patient who has thicker, tougher skin that we can perform them a little bit more on her. So most of the peels that I perform are the phenol blends. It's very easy for patients to come in, you know, 3 to 4 times a year. Sometimes we'll skip summer because basically 3 to 4 times a year is every quarter. And summer, you know, you can't really be in the sun with these, so it's kind of hard to do that in the summertime. So we'll sort of skip that quarter, but do fall, winter, and spring. And it's very easy for them to fit into their schedule. They have a few days of peeling. Most of my patients are working professionals. They come in to see me Wednesday after work, and they look fine Thursday and Friday at work. They peel Saturday and Sunday, and they go back to work Monday, and they look okay.
In the last 20 seconds, Deanna, wrap it up for us and just give us a ballpark cost.
Sure. So anywhere from usually $100 to $300, depending on what peel you're getting.
Depending on what peel you're getting, it's something that you can try if you're somebody who has fading acne marks or sunspots. You've just heard here all the different types of peel and the risks, how often you can do them, and that's what it's all about, health and beauty, right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.